Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Are you now, or can you remember what it's like to be head over heels in love? The prospect of being in the presence of the one you love consumes you, and you will do anything to bring it about. Everything else fades into secondary importance, and time seems to stand still when you're with the one you love. Well, this falling in love is how the Lutheran theologian Gerhard Fürthe tried to describe what faith in Jesus Christ is like. And this is an extremely helpful observation, especially when it comes to some of the more difficult and misunderstood passages in the New Testament. One of those texts is John chapter 16, verse 23, where Jesus says, "Truly, truly I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you." Wow, now that's a promise. But what does Jesus mean? Anything? Really? God will give us anything we ask? Many charismatic preachers and television evangelists proclaim that this text means that God is ready, willing, and able to pour out all sorts of material blessings upon us. Lots of money, a great job, an easy and abundant life, full health and happiness. But when these things do not come our way, and we feel let down by God, these same preachers club us over the head with the law and say the problem is that you lack faith. God has all of these wonderful things waiting for you, but you just don't have faith enough to get them. Others attempt to ignore this passage and pretend that it does not exist. Because we all know from experience that God does not always give us what we ask for, even when we ask for it in Jesus' name. In fact, many are embarrassed by this promise of Jesus, and they shy away from it like the plague. But God is not a genie that we just have to rub up the right way in order to make our wishes come true. Nor is God a mean, vindictive ogre who enjoys seeing us disappointed and heartbroken. In both cases, when it appears that God is not living up to his promises, we take it upon ourselves to try and bail him out and get him off the hook. But if faith in Christ is like falling in love, then we hear this in a different way. It is a word of promise. Timothy Wenger gives us a helpful example of a couple who are in love. They are together, dancing the night away in each other's arms. Everything else melts into insignificance. All that matters is the love that they feel for one another. And as they glide across the floor in each other's arms, she gazes intently into her lover's eyes and says, "I love you, and I will do anything for you. Just ask." This is a wonderful invitation, selfishly offered by one lover to another. But it is not an invitation to abuse the one making the offer by giving the other permission to satisfy their beastly and heinous desires. In fact, it should never cross the lover's mind to use the invitation for a selfish gain. No, you are in the arms of your lover. There is no place that you would rather be. There is nothing you would rather be doing. The only thing you desire to do is remain in her arms, dancing, holding her close. All that matters is one more dance with the one you love, followed by another, and then another. In the same way, when Jesus says, "Ask anything," there is only one request. We, as believers, filled with faith in the one who first loved us, can give. "I want only you, Jesus." In fact, this is how Peter responds to Jesus' question to his disciples in John chapter 6, verses 67 to 69. "Do you want to go away as well?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? For you have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." Jesus bids us to pray, but often we fail to do so. And even when we do pray, we often merely go through the motions, betraying a lack of faith in God our Heavenly Father. But when Jesus' words of promise, "Ask anything," are read with the eyes of faith, we see our Beloved, our Lord Jesus Christ, who invites us to have another dance with Him. Now that's the best invitation of all. Let us pray. Merciful Father, through holy baptism, You called us to be Your own possession. Grant that our lives may evidence the working of Your Holy Spirit in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, according to the image of Your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.